Hi, everyone. It's Greg Sargent here with Dial No More Conversion Tips. This one we're going to call It's Not Business, It's Personal. The first thing you must understand when taking a call is that the person on the other end of the line is not making a business call. They are making a very personal call to them. You and your staff must answer every call as if the client just dialed 911 and you are that 911 operator. The first thing you've got to be able to do very quickly is to evaluate the panic this client is experiencing. What level is this? Next, gather information to understand the source of their panic. Then you've got to be able to assure them that you and your staff are capable of handling the source of their panic both professionally and quickly. Let's go through the first one here. Evaluate the level of panic. Understanding the level of panic will allow you to know how many questions you can ask this client, what questions to ask, and how long you should keep them on the phone before they'll get nervous. Let's give you just a success standard for this part. You are in the people business. It is mandatory that whoever you have answering and receiving these phone calls is perceptive and sensitive to human emotions and behavior. That is just a must, and you've got to be able to do it very quickly in the first few seconds of a phone call. All right, let's go on to our second item here, identifying the source of their panic. This is important. Their panic may not be stemmed from what you think. It may be obvious that the house is flooded easily. Of course, that's an easy one. Or it might be that there's people in this house that are getting sick, many times elderly or, you know, small children. You could also have a homeowner who's out of town on business, on vacation, or maybe this is just a rental of theirs and they're not there looking at the property. This could also maybe just be their first time making an insurance claim. They might be worried about cost. How much money is this going to cost them? And maybe they don't have the money right then. We've got to first identify their true source of their panic, and this will allow you to triage and address their most pressing concern first. This is extremely vital to be able to help them calm down and trust you. Let's just give you a couple of success statements that might help these clients to calm down just a little. And we've got many more, but here's just two. Let's just at least get the water out tonight and get your home drying to avoid any other problems, and then you can decide what your next step is. Okay, very simple. The second one here would be, let me get Jaden out to your house with an infrared camera and moisture meters for the free inspection since every house is so different. So both of those statements are giving the client, one, they don't really have to make a major decision over the phone. We're also giving them the name of the technician who's coming out, and we're also letting know it's a free inspection, and we're also letting them know that we want to get that water out quickly to avoid any other problems. So those are just two statements there. There's, of course, many others we can go over in the future. All right, so let's go to our third and final section here, which is called Establishing Your Authority. And they're calling us because they can't handle the situation on their own. So sound and act like the subject matter expert. Whatever it is, water damage, mold, whatever you're doing, you've got to be the expert. Repeat their situation back to them, similar to a doctor giving a diagnosis, and then lay out an initial treatment plan. Okay, give them an initial scope of work and what's going to happen. Use industry terminology that is recognizable but specific. All right, let's not use big words they can't understand. Let them know that you are fully trained and capable, and your staff as well. All right, let's just give you a couple of success statements for this situation here. And again, there's many others we can go over in the future. We will get the water extracted today, get your house drying, and then meet with you and your adjuster before anything major happens. Okay, very, very simple. Again, we want to emphasize getting the water out, get their house drying, meet with you and your adjuster before you have to make any major decisions. Success statement number two. Tyler will come out and give you a free inspection and show you what needs to be done. Once you give him the go-ahead, he will get started right then. He has all he needs on his truck to take care of you. So again, free inspection. We're going to show you what needs to be done. We're going to let you tell us when we can start. And once you say go, we're going to start, and everything is already in the truck to take care of you. People don't shop around for a 911 operator they feel comfortable with. You need to be the first responder that they can trust. Remember, it's not business to these clients. It's a personal phone call. They've been invaded, okay, with by water. Recognize the level of panic you are responding to. Identify the source of the client's panic and establish your authority as the sole person qualified to take care of their very specific situation. As you become more compassionate on the phone with each future client, you will begin to see your call conversion increase. And all that marketing money you are spending, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, will bring in more profitable jobs for your company.